good. I'm good. Just heading back to the house here. About to get on 101 from 14.
For 123.
Oh, yeah, you're down in town.
I'm with you, Dave.
I think you're down in town, right? You're down near Greenville?
I am on White Horse Road right now, over right where 123 crosses.
The town from where I'm at. I think 101, I think it's called Bumpkin Road. 14 here by that big church. We're heading back to the house.
You're heading that way in a little bit, though.
See, are you coming into Greer, or where are you going to be?
I'll be coming into Greer, right there where John's Auto Care and Moon's Tire and in that area.
Where that is, but... Okay, maybe I'll keep the radio on at the house, and when you're heading this way, maybe I'll run into you. In the Greer till Thursdays, right?
Wednesday afternoons, I'm normally over that way. And then I'm over there all day on Thursday.
It's going to be kind of a rainy, crappy day, so if I can run into you today, that'd be great.
Oh, no, we won't wait and make you do it tomorrow.
I'm helping or anything, even though I'm pretty sweet.
Somebody will disagree with that.
Oh, I was like your wife? Like my wife sitting next to me, or maybe Steve. I don't want to mention Steve's name. He might show up on the radio.
He's been on here. He was just heading home from the doctor's office. He's got a snotty head today.
Oh, he went and got his head examined. Oh, good.
I'm mush.
I don't need to hear about that. Thank you. Yeah, it's all this doggone pollen out here. I guess you got these old different trees are blooming, and I can't think of the ones that, with the white leaves on them.
Apple pears and dogwoods in bloom right around now.
Yeah, that's it. That and the dogwoods, yep. Well, all right, Patrick, we're going to run into the bank here real quick. Do you need anything while I'm in there?
Yeah, you can give me a couple million. That'd be nice.
We'll see about that.
And I will try to get up with you this afternoon. I'll give you a shout. KO4HKX, and I'll be on the side.
All right, Patrick. We'll talk to you later. KO4HKS. HKX. I got to slow down. KB2HXS. Catch you later. N4DJC.
How are you? Did I hear you tell Tom that you took a fall and broke a leg or a hip?
Fall this past Monday when I was down at the University of Kansas, kind of broke my hip initially. I stayed down there and drove back and was in a fair amount of pain and my primary care physician thought I'd broken my hip, and then I went to an orthopedic surgeon over here, had a CAT scan yesterday, and he said, just go back to your normal thing. It wasn't a, if you could do an MRI that might show something wrong there, but he said it's not really a, it's like, he described it as something like before breaking, he thought it was my pelvis in two spots, but he said, just go back and resume normal duties as pain allows, and everything should be fine, which is a big relief, because I'm afraid I broke my hip, you know, after the doctor told me she saw something on the x-ray, and he did too, but he didn't see it on my hip joint. He saw it in the pelvis, and I did the CT scan. He said he didn't see anything there other than like some areas where it might have been inflamed, where him, but there's no ligament damage or anything like that. I'm just kind of stiff getting around. But that's really good news. I'm glad that didn't happen. I was hoping I wouldn't. You know, you get my age, you fall, it can be dangerous. But I hit hard on the concrete there, and I just got tired. I walked about 8 or 9 miles that day, and maybe 8 or 9 the next day, so I just, you know, kind of motored on through it, but didn't realize that there was a possibility of a broken bone, but he didn't see anything there that needed anything else done other than just going back to regular service, I guess.
Didn't break anything, nothing too serious anyway. Sorry you're hurting.
Thing is, I was pretty sore while I was down there, but I was also walking. I don't usually walk that much, but walking. That's 25,000 steps a day. That's a lot of walking. Because I hadn't really gotten out that much this past year because of the COVID thing and gotten outside as much as I normally do. I was more just out of shape than anything else. I just got tired. It was really hot. It was 87 degrees today, and that got really hot. Couldn't have my shorts. I had on a pair of jeans, and I think I just got dehydrated over the hot, and I wasn't paying attention where I was going, just stumbled and fell. But anyway, I'm really not in any pain to anything at all. I don't even... Right now, I don't take it. I take maybe one Tylenol all night just to help me sleep, and that's about it. I don't take anything else during the day.
I'm glad you're doing okay and didn't have anything serious there, KO4HKX.
I'm glad, too. I was really concerned because I didn't know. He told me when he looked at me on the ice, I was able to have an urgent care orthopedic So I was glad to be able to do that and get that out of the way. And I heard you talking last night about your LMR 800 cable situation. They do make an LMR 400 UF, which I have a short bit of, and also make a LMR 240 UF. And both those are made by Times Wire Cable. And the 240 UF is a little bit, not quite as flexible as 58 AU is. It's pretty digging flexible, and the 400 is not bad at all. And you can get patch cores made up for that stuff through a company called Shireen, S-H-I-R-E-E-N, and they're out of Ohio. They usually deliver in a few days, but you can get a custom patch cable made up every how you want it. That may solve some of your problems, because that 400 UF is not a lot. 400 UF is about the same size as RG8X, I think. I'm not 100% sure. I don't have any RG8X. But it's a lot more efficient at VHF and UHF frequencies.
I'll look into that. Like I said, just having some problems running it into the house, getting through there and making some turns that I need to.
It's kind of hard to deal with. It's not as bad as celiac is, but it's pretty tough to deal with. And I've used 400 UF before, and it's not too bad. It's not that big a diameter. It's a little stiffer, but it's not as stiff as the standard 240 is. And it's about the same amount of dB loss in each one of them, but you can check them out online and see how it works out. But are you gonna run it through the building and then connect off to the radio, or what are you thinking about doing?
Just running to one of the Wenda bulkheads and coming from there to the radio, about 10 feet.
Radio hookup, you could do 240 UF really easy and run it through there if you want to, unless if it's bendable. Or if you got a bulkhead, if you can hook that 800 up to the bulkhead, you can hit 400 UF. Have my 400 UF on the other side of it. There won't be much. The connector loss is minimal on that. And I think the power rate is still probably, like I said, it depends on how much power. I think the power rate is probably still a kilowatt, maybe.
Nowhere near that. I ain't got but a 100-watt radio.
That much at all. How much did you run of the 800? Did you run over 150 feet?
It's LMR 400, and I run 100 feet.
Like I said, that's not much at all. If you're talking about just running HF.
My VHF and UHF, vertical and beam. And I just need something to make it a little easier to get around inside the house.
Would work, too. You could check on it. That's what I've got. I use that on my satellite stuff. Because it's not very, it's a little stiffer than 58, but it's about almost identical in size. It's probably got half the loss that 58 does at 400, and more than that at 146. That'd be the way to go if you want something to make it easier to run around in. And this, and that can also, a lot of these places can put, you know, the real silver plate amphenol connectors on it, which is what you want. That way you don't have as much loss as you do on the cheaper Chinese stuff that you get sometimes. Amphenol's a little bit more expensive, but it's worth it. And you don't have, that way it's already done. You don't have to do any of soldering or crimping yourself either. But there's several people to check with on, and but the biggest thing is just making a good, getting a good connection on the ground on the UHF connectors is a big deal. Good luck with it. Sounds like you're going to have a nice setup. I don't think I've ever run, because I've run 400 before, this been years ago, but the 9UF version is really stiff. The UF version is a lot easier to maneuver around, but it's still stiffer than RG8X and that sort of thing is. But it does have the UF does have a flexible, have a stranded connector in the middle, but I'm not 100% sure. But this, the Times Wire is probably the best of the best. Their processes are better, and the shielding is also better on it, too. And I think it's also, almost all the Times Wire stuff, it's not. Some of the stuff doesn't last very long. The diet, you know, it starts to decay, underground. But most of them have that polished sheath on. It's really tough.
The Times Microwave is what I got, the LMR 400. So it's good stuff. But Jerry, I'm gonna have to jump out here for a few minutes and pump some of this liquid gold into this. 7.3s for now. I'm glad you're doing okay, and it was nothing too serious with your fall. So you stay as safe out there, and I'll talk to you on down the wall. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, baby. Get him a knock for about 25% off that gas tax thing. Maybe that'll help a little bit, but it's painful. But good talking to you, and thanks for being curious about how I'm doing. I appreciate the thoughts. And you take care this afternoon out on the road. Talk to you later. N4DJC, clear.